Hello, welcome to Astrology Alchemy. I'm Sheila Belanger, your host for this podcast. Alchemy is defined as a seemingly magical process of transformation. Spiritual alchemy is the process of pursuing the gold of your true nature by transmuting the unrefined limiting parts of yourself. In this podcast, I'll offer you inspiring insights from current astrology cycles that support your path of turning your personal lead into gold. More resources are available at the website on theedgesofchange.com. Hello and welcome to episode number 258 of the Astrology Alchemy Podcast. I'm your host and guide, Sheila Belanger. And this are the archetypal cycles for the week of April 29th, 2024. A phrase from this week's podcast poem, a small and symbolic celebration. We come here into this last, very last part of April and into the beginning of May. Now, in the Northern Hemisphere, in the Celtic lands, May Day, May 1st, is Beltane. It's a holy day of renewal and fertility and welcoming in the power of early summer. There are many rituals and ceremonies with fire, leaping over the fire, bringing animals to the fire to be blessed and protected for the coming season of fertility. It has a quality of joy and beauty and sensuality. And it's so wonderful because on Monday, April 29th, Venus enters Taurus to stay there for almost a month. This is significant because Venus, the relational one, the one that's connected to our values and our hearts and what's important to us, loves being in Taurus. That's her favorite sign. She's in her power there. Because Taurus is an earth sign of sensuality, abundance, security, stability, groundedness. So while Venus is in Taurus, there's this invitation from our magnetic relational self to anchor into our bodies and to be open to the sensual pleasures of the world. And especially if you're in the Northern Hemisphere, this is full-on spring, early summer. The flowers, the bird song. So let that come in. And then also on Tuesday, April 30th, Venus squares Pluto at 2 degrees of Taurus Aquarius. As Venus just steps into Taurus, this planet makes a 90-degree angle to where Pluto, the transformer, is in early Aquarius. Now, this is a potent dynamic combination because Venus activates our sense of relationality and what's important to us. And Pluto, as the transformer underworld deity, says, let die what no longer works. And so the tension we have is a planet in Taurus and a planet in Aquarius. And so the archetypal conversation is between security and freedom. And I've spoken a bit about this in the last couple of weeks with some of the big eclipse energy. And then we're still riding the wave of Jupiter and Uranus coming together in Taurus, marking a rare 13-14 year cycle. So essentially, Taurus, what is security to you? How do you be in your body? How do you be connected to Mother Earth and Gaia with all this tumultuous change and dire, dire challenges to our sacred Earth? And then how do you have freedom to be you and to allow others to be who they are? Aquarius energy is very, very progressive and egalitarian, and it's very rebellious. It wants freedom for everyone. And the tension between Taurus and Aquarius is, I want my security and stability. I don't want to rock the boat. And Aquarius says, rock the boat, because there's injustice and the people need to be honored and liberated. And when you have Venus and Pluto together, Pluto's very penetrating, systemic change kind of archetype. So Venus-Pluto cycles often correlate with deeper relationship material. So you might be noticing in your main human relationships, your relationship with ideas, with animals, with the earth, that there's this kind of deeper, okay, let's get down to it, people. Let's tell the truth. Let's recognize what's not working in our relationships. Now, we know this on the global stage, what's not working in our relationships is very, very clear. The deep, arrogant, greedy polarization. I got mine, forget anyone else. You know, I mean, just hellacious, harmful and horrific patterns. But also in our own private lives, you might say, okay, where am I hoarding? Where am I holding on? Where am I not willing to share or play well with others? Because I'm afraid. I'm afraid I'm going to lose something, right? And yet Pluto says, we're losing our world. Come on, make some deep changes, right? Now, the other side of Venus-Pluto cycle is going deeper and more intimate with your beloveds, you know, getting real. So just notice where that is, especially Venus just going into Taurus and this kind of being with your body and your resources and your senses, as well as Venus about what's important to us. A Venus-Pluto cycle can catalyze us to say, wow, this has to end because it's not worth my life energy. You know, it's costing me too much, which whether it's money, time, and psychic energy. So just notice what's flowing there. And on the same day, Mars goes into Aries and will be there until early June, June 9th. And again, this is important because Mars, its favorite sign is Aries. It is totally in its power. It's just come off of 6 weeks in being Pisces, which is paradoxical for this archetype because Mars is holy yang. Let's get on with it. Active, advocate, warrior, warriors, move, you know, seek forward. Pisces is a deeply fluid and changeable water sign. So it's like trying to move in water when you have no paddle or boat. It's like you can swim a bit, but then the currents come and things change. And that's got its own learning. Now, as Mars goes into Aries, it's like, all right, ready, fire, aim, let's go, okay? Because Aries is the first sign of the zodiac, and it's fiery, and it's impulsive, and it just goes. So one of the things you want to watch out for with Mars going into Aries is a short fuse. And certainly it's present now with so much change, so much trauma unmetabolized, so much fear that you want to be aware of. Okay, is there an angry one in me? Is there a violent one in me? Is there a afraid one in me, fearful one in me that's just going to latch out, that's going to impulsively just move on something and run others over? Okay, so you want to watch out for that. And you also want to recognize, okay, full speed ahead, Mars and Aries, what are some of the directions you want to go in your life that are important to you? And this is significant because Mars and Venus, both going into their favorite signs, their power signs, gives an energetic support for all of us in our inner and outer relationships. Because Venus is this magnetic relationship one, this one that allures and draws in. It's very yin. Mars is very yang. It goes after. It's our desire nature, our sexual nature, what we want, where we go forward. So both of these relationship archetypes, Mars and Venus, going into their favorite power signs sort of gives a burst of energy and a resiliency and a zestfulness about, all right, let's go. And at the same time, on Thursday, May 2nd, Pluto goes retrograde at 2 degrees of Aquarius. Remember, a retrograde movement means, from our perspective on the Earth, the planet seems to be going backwards in its orbit. It's not really doing that. It's just our perspective on it. However, the energetics of a retrograde movement are that character in us and the world wants us to review, wants to say, whoa, whoa, stop. Let's go and review. Now, Pluto is an outer planet. It's still a planet for astrologers, no matter what astronomers have done by demoting it. It's not a dwarf planet as an archetype. It's a big, big energy. And it's at the very edge of our solar system. So it's retrograde almost half the time of its orbit around the sun. And yet when it's called stations retrograde, looks like it slows down and goes backwards, or stations direct look like it slows down and goes forward, is a very powerful time. So it's like a week, maybe you sensitive ones have been feeling it more than a week, as Pluto stationing is saying that transformer archetype, the one that wants us to get down to that systemic cleansing, transformation, transmuting the poisons, you know, pulling the layers off. recognizing where the emperor has no clothes, going into those basement boxes that I often talk about. It's saying, come on, it's time for some deep systemic change. And Pluto's just newly into Aquarius. It just entered last year, and it's moving at the edge of Aquarius in its previous sign, Capricorn. But by the end of this year, it'll be fully in Aquarius until 2044. So we have these couple of decades of deep, ongoing systemic change with the collective Aquarius, with the people, revolutions people. And there's plenty of reasons why revolutions need to happen, whether they happen consciously and in a sustainable way, or they happen with eruptions in a difficult way. It's going to happen. So this Pluto going retrograde, notice in your own life where you've had some signals from your psyche in the world to say, look at this, because you're not free enough and others are not free enough. There's something unjust here. There's all over the place, but look in your personal life. And also lean into this. Where do you want to pause and go deeper? Maybe it's time to enter into more engagement with trauma healing, with therapy, with journaling. Where do you recognize you're being stirred by the injustice and the pain in the global world, and you want to do some deep inner change? Doesn't mean you get overwhelmed. The collective trauma is not ours to process as an individual human. It's ours to process collectively. But you can do your part. So just notice in this deep change time of Pluto going retrograde, what is showing up for you for change? And parallel to it being Beltane, the beginning of early summer, the fullness of sensuality, and Mars and Venus going, yeah, frisky, let's go. It's life. It's right there. Because there is this need to have the courage to keep going, to stay present, to go on. And yet there's also the extraordinary beauty of the earth and life itself, so that we can be fueled and resourced to keep our hearts open and to lean in for the transformation that needs to happen. So the poem I want to offer you for this week speaks to this beautiful process of staying the course, of continuing to be present, to go on, keep going in your life, and take in the blessings and beauty of the earth and nature, to be resourced to stay the course. It's called Replenish by Claudia Schmidt. Replenish. We go on, we go on. Canoe under hot sun. The upturned paddle guides liquid to our dry mouths. Water within us, water surrounds us. A great mystery are becoming dry at all. Replenish, replenish. All must be replenished. The water within and without. All that fills us, all that surrounds us, the great whistling pines, the tenacious beaver, the ancient loon, the rush of the young eagle's wings as it dips low over our canoe, replenish. The eyes bathed in this delicate solitude, this trembling eternity, called back in mid-sweep only to be assessed by green, parched eyes. Replenish. Each shriveled heart, which has its moments only at events set aside for its song, but cannot fly for the connection between the rock and the human body, the heron's wing and the hope in our souls. We go on, we go on. Our paddles dance with the lake water to the music in our throats. We will go dry again, perhaps leap into the water, a small and symbolic celebration of a great and endless task, which gratefully, gracefully undertaken, might allow us all to go on and on and on.
You have been listening to the Astrology Alchemy Podcast with your host, Sheila Belanger. More resources are on theedgesofchange.com. Thank you for listening. Bless your alchemical journey to embrace the gold of your true nature.